To MGM.
Since when do two-bit hoods and hookers give out autographs?
What did you say to me?
LAPD, sit down.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Take a walk, honey, before I haul your ass downtown.
You are making a large mistake.
Get away from our table.
Shut up. A hooker cut to look like Lana Turner is still a hooker.
Hey!
She just looks like Lana Turner.
She is Lana Turner.
What?
She is Lana Turner. quintessence of
yours. How was I supposed to know?
I know it's good.
to say, Nicky? What's I got nothing to say?
Well, then sing a song. I
sang. Can't sing. Are you kidding?
I got no la canzonette.
Okay, I'm no Sinatra, but here goes, okay? Some think the world was made for fun and frolic, and so do I, and so do I. Some think it's right to be so melancholic, to pine and sigh, to pine and sigh. Ah, but I like to spend my time in singing some joyous song, some joyous song. To set the air with music ever ringing, it's far from wrong, it's far from wrong. Ah, hark it, ah, hark it, the music comes afar. Hark it, hark it, with the happy heart. Panicula, 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 panicula. Joy is everywhere, panicula, panicula.
Hark it, hark it, the music comes afar. Hark it, hark it, with the happy heart.
Time.
Inside.
died.
They're Running Man. Last season's winners.
No. Last season's losers.
Joseph's face was black as night. The pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked his days under Africa's skies. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Take this child, Lord, from Tucson, Arizona. Give her the wings to fly through harmony, and she won't bother you no more. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Da boom ba boom ba boom ba oh. Da boom ba boom ba boom ba oh. Da boom ba boom ba boom ba oh. Was as black as the night, and the pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked the length of his days under African skies.
Our agent, sir. Did you see? He's blind, you stupid sod.
I may be blind, but I have a cute earring.
I'm not interested in your jewelry, cloth eyes. I'm trying to conduct.
Yellowbeard was here.
How'd you know it was him?
Because he sounded about 47. And his clothing gave off the unmistakable, fibrous, crackling sound of the 80% Hessian.
Which way did he go?
Whilst the deafening rustling of his beard indicated a length of not...
Which way did he go?
Upstairs.
Come on.
got somebody for you.
You must be Stan. How you doing?
Why'd they bring you in here?
Well, I just got in. I asked where the new guys were, and they brought me right here. Hey, you sleeping, huh? Cute little guy. You know, maybe I'll just start with you. I'll let him sleep a little bit.
Look, I don't want to do this.
Hey, I don't blame you. If I was in your situation, I'd want to get through this whole thing as quickly and with as little pain as possible. So, you know, let's try our best to make it a simple in-and-out procedure. What's the matter? Relax. You know, maybe we should spend a couple of minutes together, you know, to get acquainted before we, you know, before we get to it. What's wrong with you?
I don't want to do this.
But I understand, but, you know, what are your alternatives?
My alternatives?
Yeah.
To what, to you? I don't know. Suicide? Death?
Look, it's either me or them. You're getting fucked one way or the other. Hey. Lighten up, okay? Don't worry, I'm gonna help you.
Gee, thanks.
Excuse me, but I think a modicum of gratitude would not be out of line here.
You think I should be grateful?
Yeah. I mean, it's your ass, not mine. I think you should be grateful. I think you should be down on your fucking knees.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was such an honor to get a visit from you.
Hey, I'm doing a favor here, you know. You get me for nothing, you little fuck.
Boy, that's one hell of an ego you've got.
What the fuck is your problem? I did not come down here just to get jerked off, no. You know.
No. I'm not jerking you off. I'm not doing anything.
That's it. You're on your own. I'm just taking care of Sleeper Beauty. Hey, Billy.
Hey, back off. Vinny. Hey, Vinny.
Vinny?
Vinny Bag of Donuts. How are you?
This is Vinny.
Sorry, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like sorry. Forgive me, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like forgive me. Say, baby. Say that.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my own high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me. And I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I had wanted for all time, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I'd wish back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. She wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time had changed me. In her eyes too it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And as she walked away, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
The 318-pound Bautista, who again is making his pay-per-view debut here in the WWE. Hook in the leg by Kane, got a near fall. Kane is, I tell you, he is an amazing competitor. He is a former WWE champion. But Bautista just hustling Kane up and hung him on the top rope.
You ever seen anybody with the strength that's able to do that to Kane?
I really have. Batista's strength is absolutely amazing. And a hard spear takedown.
Come on, Ray. Get on top of the game, will you?
Wanting to count faster.
He's an intimidating factor out there. He's a calming factor on Batista, as you saw just a moment ago. He's got to keep Batista under control.
Hook of the leg. And again, Kane powering out.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, on my mind, on my mind, on my mind. On my mind, on my mind, on my mind, on my mind.
Simmons. He's doing a great job where he is. Why do you want him?
Why do you people always question why? Ask why? When how is so much more fun. I've been looking everywhere for you. Bad Crispy! Bad Crispy! Cloud not like!
Sorry for the turbulence, folks. He's harmless. He's safe as milk. Just a freak accident with some Jiffy Pop.
All right, that's it. Just get your stuff. Get out of here. Take him with you.
Oh, what an adorable little girl. Oh, look at her. Can I keep her?
Hey.
Oh, of course not. No pets allowed.
Dumb noses in this lousy party hat. I don't mind being short, fat, and ugly, but the pay sucks.
What? Hey, easy with that face. I'm eating. Oops. A wet one. I hope I didn't stain my underwear. Ah, look at that. Skid marks.
Get away from me, you freak.
And the winners are Wanda and Terry, multiplying like rabbits.
And jumping, and pumping, and doing, and...
You stay away from her.
I don't want Wanda. I want you to take care of Wynn.
and then you and the army can kick some angelic buttocks. And in return for your services, we'll get Wanda back for you. Heck, you can have everyone on the planet. Why settle for leftovers, huh?
I like this thing. Now you kill me. You do me.
This is all some sadistic game of wins. And when I catch him, he's gonna wish he had killed me when he had the chance.
That's it? That's the spirit? Just think of me as your guardian angel. The clown from hell. You're Jimmy Stewart, and I'm Clarence.
Well, every time somebody farts, a demon catches a wings. Twins.
Get away from me, you foul-smelling maggot!
Oh, you still don't get it, do you, Amnesia boy? We're gonna have to dig a little deeper.
No!
Oh, come on, you scream like a girl. Do it like this.
Miss me? Here's Clowny.
So, it was you who told Wynn to kill me.
Guilty as charged.
Before I blow your fat circus ass away, I want to know why you picked me to lead your war.
Peekaboo. I see you. You know how hard this place is to find in the dark? It's times like these I appreciate being a midget. Ah, hello, Cyan. Remember me? Booga, 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 la, 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 la.
You were at my birthday party.
No, duh. What are you, a regular Einstein? You should have killed Jason when you had the chance.
Never.
Never? What do you mean, never? Never? Do you know how hard I've been working on this?
You set me up, you malignant sow.
What do you think you got the pacemaker for, Turkey, huh? Your perfect attendance record, your food-sucking dipstick. If I was counting on Spawn killing you, then you would get his soul and kickstart the apocalypse now.
Can't trust anybody.
I say destroy the cosmos, ask questions later.
We'll be right back.
I'm Jerry Stone.
Hi, Jerry. Nice Hi. Meeting you. I'm sorry, I'm running a little bit late.
Oh, don't worry about it. You look nice.
Thank you.
This is a great apartment.
Thanks.
I hope you like sushi. I made reservations at Tokyo Rose on Columbus.
Great. I hear it's terrific.
Normally there's a waiting list, but I know the maitre d'. You know, I gotta tell you, I never go on blind dates. But I just have a feeling that this might be special.
Jerry, before we leave, do me one small favor, will you?
Sure, what?
Would you mind showing me a credit card and a valid driver's license?
You're kidding, why?
Well, I'd like to run a couple compatibility check.
What the heck is that?
You know, Jerry, it's tough being a single girl in a big city. You meet all kinds of phonies and creeps. That's where this machine comes in handy. I just enter your ID and the central computer will tell me about your background.
I don't want a bank loan. I just want to take you out.
I know, but I'd feel better running a check. Two IDs, please.
You're serious?
It'll just take a minute.
This is ridiculous. But, here's a...
316? It's a cute picture.
MasterCard?
I don't know how I ever got along without one of these. Changed my life.
Feel the same way about my VCR. Oh, hey. Right now, I'm taping Sophie's Choice with Meryl Streep.
I love Meryl Streep.
I am so into her.
Oh. Here it comes now.
All that about me? Jeez.
We are very thorough.
Yeah. What do you got there?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what's uh-oh?
Jerry. Does the name Debbie Rothenberg mean anything to you?
But Debbie Rothenberg, oh, yeah, I think I went out with her once or twice.
You had sex with her on the second date, and then you never called her again. I hate when guys do that.
It says all that?
Does the phrase, you're not only beautiful, but you're someone I feel I can open up to, mean anything to you? I'm not surprised. You've used that line in your last 16
Look,
dates.
Hey, this is ridiculous. Debbie, Karen, I think that we have something very special here. You're not like the other women
you meet.
You meet
in the city. See what I mean? And Jerry, I could never get serious about someone who's selfish in bed.
Who's selfish in bed?
Well, how would you describe a man who satisfies his own needs and rolls over and goes to sleep?
I never did that in my life.
11 times. You want names and dates?
No, I do not. Look, hey, hold. Anyway, that is just a small fraction of the hundreds of times I've been intimate with women.
We're exaggerating a little, aren't we, Jerry? I mean, the record only shows 21 sexual intimacies.
Look, this doesn't jive with my figures, okay, sweetie?
Jerry, the statistics don't paint the picture of a mature man. 12 times you ignored your date at a party to flirt with a more attractive woman. 169 times you feigned interest when a woman was talking about her career. And on 17 occasions, you lied to women, telling them you were really into sushi and Meryl Streep movies. Make that 18 times.
Where do they get these figures?
As you can see, Jerry, it would be pointless for you and I to go out.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm gonna get one of those machines and see how well you come off, okay?
Good night, Jerry. It's early yet. Maybe you can still get lucky in a bar. like you did last Thursday.
Hello, Beverly?
Yeah?
Hi. This is Jerry Stone. We met the other night at Dave's party.
Oh. Hi.
Hi. Listen, I know it's last minute, but I want to ask, are you free tonight?
Yeah.
You are? Great. Listen, I can pick you up in 10 minutes.
Sure, okay. Jerry,
Yeah?
Could you bring a major credit card and a valid driver's license? Jerry?
When the truth is found to be something.